You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
It is the beginning of our Thanksgiving month. We've been practicing for over 10 years. When we come to the month of November, it would be the month of Thanksgiving. It is not that only thanks or during the month of November do we give thanks. But the scripture tells us to give thanks in all things. And we're using this month to remind ourselves that it is the time for us to practice.
诗篇50篇说, 凡事以感谢为祭, 献给神的,
Psalm 50 tells us that everyone who praises and gives thanks to God glorifies Him.
所以千万不要小看任何时候我真心的在信心里对主说,
So do not look down, do not despise when the moments where in, from the depth of our hearts we say to the Lord, thank you.
不仅仅叫神的心喜乐, 而且是荣耀神的事情。
Not only does the Lord rejoice, but it glorifies Him.
我想这两年的感恩月, 我们的感触都很多。
And I think in these past couple of years, when we come to this season, we all have a lot to say.
我昨天晚上特别在上网看了一下最新的记录, 这个美国因为新冠已经死掉了76万的人,
760,000. Yeah, because of the coronavirus, 760,000 have died in these past 2 years.
而全世界死了超过500万个人.
And the worldwide, about 5 million.
就算你拿掉有一些人他可能已经长癌症有特别的病, 他无论如何也是可能会去世的。
Even if you take away those who may have preconditions, whether it be cancer or anything else.
但是你保守的来说, 就因着这个新冠, 可能有, 至少大概有300万个人应该现在活着, 但是却走了。
But we know that at least 3 million people in this world would have been still alive today, but because
男女老少都有,
of the virus, they passed away, young and old.
今天我们能坐在这里, 我们不能不说谢谢神。
The fact that we are able to sit here this morning, we all have to say thank you, Lord.
不是因着我还能够活着, 我要谢谢他而已。
And I'm not just because we are still living that I give Him thanks.
主把时间留给我们, 是把机会留给我们。
But God has given us time, He has given us opportunities.
让我们还有机会在时间里面, 我们来经历他的爱, 经历他的信实, 来荣耀他。
That in time, we still have the opportunity to experience His faithfulness to glorify Him.
等到我们真见了主了, 我们一定爱他, 我们一定有信心, 我们一定没有再有什么要求了。
And when we're face to face with the Lord, of course we're going to have faith. Of course we're not going to have any more doubt and no more needs.
我们也一定会顺服他。
Of course we will be obedient to Him.
但是今天在时间里面, 每一个的顺服, 每一次的信心, 每一次的祷告, 都有永恒的价值。
But in this, and while we're still in time, every act of obedience, every time of trust, there is value, there is worth. So again, thank the Lord that we are all still here.
虽然我们预备好的随时去见他, 但是每多一天我们都要珍惜。
Yes, we all should be prepared that any day we will be go, we could go see Him. But we should treasure every day that He gives us.
上个礼拜这个于师母在这里交通到他, 主给他的带领,他到年底之后,他就会辞掉他的, 牧养的工作。
Last week, Pastor Nancy was here sharing in the Chinese congregation, that at the end of this year, she would resign from her pastoral service.
在他短短不到一个小时的里面讲了他这一生, 在主面前蒙恩,蒙召侍奉主的经历。
And within an hour time, she went through her life of being called, being here to serve the Lord, and all her experiences walking before the Lord.
很多的遭遇根本没有机会讲, 很多关键的经历也只能一两句话带过去了。
There's so many details that she could not articulate, and there's so many things, only a few words, and we passed them by.
但是就着我跟她走了, 绝大半辈子的人，他的每一句话我里面都感触良多啊。
And having been her partner for so many years, and everything she said really, really moved me.
啊，背后有很多很多的故事，主恩典的故事，啊，也有我们自己里面挣扎，痛苦的经历。
There's so many stories that are filled with the grace and the goodness of God. And also looking back, there are times of pain and hurt.
但是整个回头看的时候，我们都还是低头敬拜神在我们身上的工作和恩典。
But when we look back, all we can do is bow our heads and give thanks to the Lord of all that He has done.
他讲完道的第二天，我大哥发了一个短信给我。
And after Pastor Nancy shared, my oldest brother sent me a note or a message.
他说念慈什么时候真的下来，我跟他一起下来。
When is Pastor Nancy gonna retire? I'll retire with her.
我就跟他回了一下，我说他的退去对我们整个教会都会有蛮多的影响，我说对我的影响是最大的。
And I said to my brother that her retirement is going to have significant impact to our church and greatest impact to me.
我本来要想说像一只麻雀没有翅膀了，我后来讲说像一只老鹰没翅膀。
And I want to say that I feel like an eagle without wings.
我说变成了在地上一只老土鸡了。
And I feel like I'm just, you know, a chicken on the ground.
我一点不是开玩笑，是真的。我就觉得我好像这个不知道怎么飞了。
I'm not joking. I really have the sense of feeling like I don't know how to fly anymore.
结果我大哥就安慰我。
And so my oldest brother, he comforted me.
他说土鸡被逼急的时候也会变成凤凰的。
And he says, When a chicken is really pressed and under pressure, it will turn into a phoenix.
我可以想象这是一个白发苍苍的老凤凰给我的安慰。
And I can imagine this is an old, great hair phoenix that has comforted me.
我们服侍主真的能够同心一起服侍主，太感谢了。
And having the same heart to serve the Lord together, I'm so thankful of the Lord.
当然他是蒙召的，他的服侍永远不会停，直到见主。
Of course, she will never stop serving the Lord until the day she meets the Lord.
但是我们回头看这些日子的时候，真的心里面这个非常感恩。
And then again, when we look back in our days, we are full of thanksgiving.
所以在感恩月开始的时候，这次挑了一个题目叫做你以恩典为年岁的冠冕。
And so at the beginning of this month, I picked this particular topic that you have crowned the years with your goodness.
什么叫做冠冕？
What is this crown?
今天我们在座有任何一个人带着冠冕进来的话，
If anybody who comes into this room with a crown on his head,
你就发现一个人有冠冕，他是最引起人注意的地方。
You begin to discover that when he is crowned, everybody's attention is on that person.
当然不是 McDonald 的那种纸张冠冕，小孩
Talking about, you know, a fast food a crown made out of cardboard.
你真正一个戴冠冕的进来的时候，他不仅仅引起我们的注意。
And not only when the person walks in with a crown on his head, we draw all of our attention.
这个冠冕是他的特点，是他最有价值而且最尊贵的一个表号。
And this crown speaks of his status and who he is.
那为什么诗人，为什么大卫在这里说你以恩典为我年岁的冠冕？
So why would David use these words that you crown the years with your goodness?
就是一年一年的过去，在我们身上最大的特点就是蒙恩。
And so as he sees year after year as it goes by, the greatest characteristic is the grace and the goodness of God.
别人看到基督徒应该在我们身上有一个最大的特点，最值得夸耀的地方就是我们是蒙恩蒙爱的人。
And the greatest characteristic that the world, when they look at us who are Christian, is that you are a people that has been blessed, that has been loved by God.
像我这样子的人，神竟然爱我。
A person such as me, yet God will love me.
像我这样子的人，他居然这样子的施恩给我。
As someone like me, he would lavish his grace on me.
而且不仅有恩典，是恩上加恩的赐给我们。
Not only grace, but grace upon grace.
好，所以我们来读今天的背诵经文，诗篇六十五篇。
So we're going to come and read Psalm chapter 65 together.
我们只读11节到13节。
Verse 11 through 13.
你以恩典为年岁的冠冕，你的路径都滴下脂油。滴在旷野的草场上，小山以欢乐束腰，草场以羊群为衣，谷中也攒满了五谷，这一切都欢呼歌唱。好，请用英文读一遍。
You crown the year with your goodness, and your path drip with abundance. They drop on the pastures of the wilderness, and the little hills rejoice on every side. The pastures are clothed with flocks. The valley also are covered with grain. They shout for joy. They also sing.
啊、我觉得翻译翻译的实在太好哈！你看他说小山以欢乐束腰。
The Chinese translation is a little different, but this is very, very good. It's beautiful description that even the hills, they rejoice on every side.
英文是说小山 rejoice on every side, 但是中文说欢乐束腰，翻得太好了。
I don't know how to translate that in Chinese.
你不觉得吗？到处都是，对不对
？It's as if they have girded themselves with joy. It's all around them.
然后草场以羊群为衣。
And the pastures are clothed with flocks.
啊，不是干旱的草，不是两三只瘦弱的羊，而是整个绿草上面盖满了白白的羊。哎呀，太美了哈！蒙恩。
A dry wilderness, a dry land, and a few flocks, but it is a pasture of green valley and full of flocks.
我不晓得大卫十几岁就出去在旷野流荡，他这些文学修养从哪里来的
？And I always marvel that David, as a shepherd boy, he's you know grew up out in the hills. Where did he get these words? Where did he come up with this wisdom?
真的是圣灵感动人写出神的话，对不对
？And it is the Spirit of God that moves him to write the words of God. Amen.
我们彼得老兄讲的话，我跟你讲，世界上再伟大的哲学家都讲不出来。
And the words that are articulated by Peter, even the greatest philosopher in this world cannot say the same thing.
神的话太宝贵了。
As the word of God is so precious.
好，我们分三个点来看。第一个讲到我们整个的人生都在神智慧和恩典的带领下经过。
These three points. One, we go through all the days of our lives under the leading of God's wisdom and grace.
我特别提出了神的智慧还有神的恩典。
I particularly noted the wisdom of God and the grace of God.
智慧讲到他是用心为我们安排的。
And God's wisdom speaks of the fact that God used His heart to plan all things.
而且是精心设计的。
And it's specifically designed.
那么恩典呢，是讲到一路上他都是用恩典为我们连续的冠冕。
And again, when we speak of the grace of God, we discover that all the days of our life He has crowned us with His goodness.
所以在十一节呢，你说到你以恩典为连续的冠冕，你的路径都滴下脂油。
And again, verse 11, it tells us you crown the year with your goodness, and your path drip with abundance.
这里讲到这个恩典的丰富和持久哈，每一年每一年每一天每一天，而且都是恩上加恩。
It speaks of the fullness and the duration of the goodness of God. We see that it is grace upon grace. Every year there's abundance.
十三节他说草场以羊群为衣，谷中也长满了五谷。
And verse 13 it tells us that the pastures are clothed with flocks and the valley also are covered with grain.
当你看到这两句形容词的时候
when you see these descriptive words,
草场以羊群为衣，谷中都长满了五谷，你的感受是什么
what is going through your mind as you're reading these words? The pastures are clothed with flocks and the valleys are covered with grain.
它有一个很大的特点
And there's one great characteristic.
讲到恩典临到该产生的结果是一个丰盛生命的结果
is that when grace comes, what it produces is the abundance of life, abundance of grace, because you see that entire pasture is full of flocks.
整个谷中都是五谷
the entire valley, it is covered with grain.
这是讲到生命的结果生命的果实那么丰富
It speaks of the produce of life, the fullness of that produce.
所以当我们在感恩节做感恩见证的时候
And when we come on Thanksgiving, when we give a testimony of what we're thankful for,
我们为很多事情感谢神感谢神感谢神
And we are very thankful of many things that have transpired in our lives.
但是我们更应该感谢的是发现我的生命被改变了
But what we should give thanks even more is to discover, God, you've changed my life.
我跟神的关系不一样了
My relationship with God is no longer the same.
弟兄姊妹这是神恩典在我们身上应该出来的结果就是丰盛的生命
Brothers, this is what should naturally be produced as the grace of God comes into us is the fullness of His life.
所以任何一个人任何一个家或是任何一个教会
So any person, any family, any church
如果别人说这个人这个家这个教会是很蒙恩很蒙福的教会
And when someone says that this person or this family or this church is very blessed by God
不是因为财主很多不是因为很能干不是因为什么而是 在这里充满了生命。
It's not because they're abundant in wealth, abundant in gifting or the things that they have, but it's the abundance of the life of God.
神的同在是真实的。
The presence of God is real.
人在聚会的里面，我们的生命被改变。我们也用生命彼此服侍。
And as we come together, as we gather, we discover that our lives are being changed, that we minister to one another with the life of Christ.
你当招待在不在生命里面 a big difference, 很大的不同。
When you're an usher, whether you are serving in the life of Christ, it makes a big difference.
我们唱诗，我们讲道，我们做任何的服侍，我们带小组查经，在不在圣灵里，有没有膏油？太大的不同。
When we sing, when we speak, when we serve, no matter what we do, whether we do it in the Spirit of God, it makes a huge difference.
所以有时候你会遗憾，有些人信主很多年了，跟他查起圣经来的时候，全都在理性的分析上。
So a lot of time you would find regret, you discover that some people, they've been in the Lord, been in the faith for many, many years, but when they talk, when they share, it's only in the context of their understanding of the mind.
都在知识的层面上。
It's only on the surface of knowledge.
其实你真在生命里面，就算很简单，都会让人很感动的，对不对
？So when it is discovered, when it is shared in the presence of life, even the simplest sharings, it will move us, right?
我以前跟你们讲过，洛杉矶有一个老弟兄感恩见证起来做见证的时候。
And I've shared this with you guys before. There was an elderly brother, also in the season of Thanksgiving, he rose up to testify.
他讲到主的恩典、主的爱何等的甘甜。
And when he speaks of the goodness and the grace of God, how sweet it is.
他可能不会像我们传道人引经据典讲很多次经文。
And maybe he doesn't have the words like a typical preacher with ability to articulate with wonderful words.
当他讲到主的爱的甘甜的时候，他忍不住咽个口水在讲。
And when he speaks of the goodness and the sweetness of God, he swallowed and then he kept going.
好多人都好感动。
And so many people were moved by that swallowing.
就像你跟我讲台湾的蜜饯多好吃多好吃，他在我面前吃，我看的都羡慕咽口水。
And when you come to me and remind me of the delicacy of Taiwan, and when I hear you, I long to taste it.
他把那个味道说出来了。
And when he shared, he spoke of the flavor, the goodness of God.
我40年前在 Oklahoma 的时候听到一个美国牧师讲到。
40 years ago, I was in Oklahoma, and there was a Caucasian pastor that was sharing.
他说有一次在一个很大的基督徒的聚会里面。
He said once there was a big, big Christian gathering.
他说有一个这个口才非常杰出，然后在基督教蛮有名的一个人起来念诗篇23篇。
There was a brother who was very, very, very eloquent, and he rose up to read Psalm 23.
他抑扬顿挫，声音控制各方面都非常好。
And it was wonderful, it was beautiful, the control of his voice, the volume of his voice, it was perfect.
他念完的时候全场鼓掌。
And after he read that particular chapter, everybody was clapping.
后来有一位老弟兄上去了。
And then an elderly brother got up.
他也把诗篇二十三篇念过一遍。
He also read Psalm 23.
全场鸦雀无声。
And then the entire audience was silent.
许多人一面听一面流泪。
A lot of people, as they were listening to him read, they would begin to shed tears.
他从生命里面来读这么一篇充满生命的诗篇。
He began to share and began to read these words from the context of his life.
而是一个完全不同的境界。
It was completely different.
你是羡慕掌声呢？
Do you admire the accolades, the applause?
还是羡慕用生命去触摸别人的生命？
Or do you desire to touch other people with your life?
这是模仿不来的，这是学不来的。
You cannot imitate that.
这是生命里面长出来的。
This is something that has to be grown out of your life.
所以在恩典中长进，保罗劝提摩太。
So Paul tells Timothy, grow in the grace of God.
不要把恩典只局限在表面上的一些好处跟赐福。
Don't limit the grace of God simply on the superficial blessings of God in your life.
要为着神肯爱我们，神肯施恩在我们身上，我们感谢神。
But thank the Lord God because He is willing to love us and pour His grace on us.
这是讲到他恩典，恩典的结果就是丰盛的生命。
And again, it speaks very clearly the outcome of the grace of God is the fullness of life.
而我刚才讲到还有智慧。
And then I also touch upon the wisdom of God.
说到神是用心来为我们 这个安排了这一生。
That God has used His heart to plan out our lives.
所以大卫能够说，我在地上的日子还没有过一日，你都已经写在你的册上。
So that's why David was able to say that before my days have even lived out, you have already written them down.
所以罗马书八章二十八节说到，万事都互相效力。
So Romans 8:28 tells us that all things work together.
为了叫我们爱神的人得到益处。
For the good of those who love God.
这个益处就是叫我们像耶稣。
And this good is that we may be conformed, may be like Christ.
要把我们磨成神儿子的形象。
He wants to conform us into the image of the Son of God.
所以在以弗所书第一章第七节那里讲到说，神有非常丰富的恩典。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 7 tells us there's an immense fullness of the grace of God.
说到这个丰富的恩典，让我们借着爱子的血得蒙救赎，过犯得以赦免。
That this fullness, this immense fullness of the grace of God through the love and the redemption of Christ, we are saved.
你觉得这个恩典大不大？
How great is this grace?
太大了。
How immense is this grace?
特别犯过罪的人。
Particularly those who have committed sin.
特别像我们这样子常常失败软弱的人。
Particularly for like us who have often failed.
如果真认识罪的可怕跟罪该有的结果，我们都会在这个恩典上对主充满了感谢。
If we understand the dreadfulness of sin and the outcome and the end results of sin, by this verse alone, we would be so thankful of the Lord.
很多时候我们在波敏聚会面前没有感觉，我们犯罪的没有那么沉痛，因为我们太轻看罪。
Oftentimes when we come to the Lord's table, we don't feel anything. When we sin, we say, "Oh, it's no big deal," because we don't understand sin.
如果真知道罪的可怕，罪是一个权势。是一个黑暗的权势会抓住我们这个人的。
If you truly understand what sin is, it is a power. It is able to lay hold of you and hold you hostage.
你就会 为了神肯赦免我们，而且神可以把我们从仇敌的手中救出来，我们要感谢神。
And then you'll be thankful when you come to realize God is willing to forgive us and deliver us out of sin.
然后也因着这个救赎，让我得成为新造的人，得到了新造的生命。
And because of this redemption, I've become a new man, a new person, the new life of Christ in me.
得着了儿子的名分，这都叫做他极丰富的恩典。
That I have the position of sonship. This is the immense grace of God.
所以我们得救了，我们就得着了。
So when we are saved, we are recipients of all of these.
但是为什么在罗马以弗所书第一章，他接着要讲，他说这个恩典是神用诸般智慧聪明，要充充足足的赏给我们。
And then Paul continues in verse 8, which he made to abound toward us in all wisdom and all prudence.
照理说，我得救了，一次得救，永远得救了。
By definition, I am saved once and once for all.
我为了救赎的恩典感谢神就好了。
And for the grace of his redemption, I give thanks to God.
但是神的恩典永远没有停在救赎的恩典而已。
But God's grace, the fullness of His grace, did not simply stop at the grace of redemption.
神要我们整个一生都活在他救恩的里面。
God wants the rest of our lives to live in His grace.
这叫做恩上加恩。
This is the definition of grace upon grace.
让我不仅有新造的生命和地位。
Not only do I have the newness of the life of Christ.
他要改变我们，叫我们像耶稣。
But that I would be formed, transformed to be like Christ.
磨成神儿子的形象。
That I would have the image of his son.
所以我们基督徒不仅仅成为新造，而且要像耶稣。
So brothers, we who are Christians, not only are we to be the new creation, but we are to be like Christ, like Jesus.
所以为了这个目的，他用智慧衡量我们的一生。
And with this purpose, he uses wisdom to measure out our days.
我们的人生跟世人再也不一样。
And so our life is no longer the same with the rest of the world.
我们的每一步路也都不一样。
Every step that we take is no longer the same.
进到第二个点，神非常在乎而且数点我们一生的脚步。
At the second point, God cares and he numbers all the steps of our life.
他在他的爱里面。
And in his love.
他用他心中的纯正。来牧养我们，用手中的巧妙来引导我们。
He shepherds us according to the integrity of his heart, and he guides us according to the skillfulness of his hands.
他带着爱的。
And again with his love.
而且一个非常纯正崇高的计划。
And with the purest, with the absolute, the integrity of his heart, he has a marvelous plan.
然后用他巧妙的手段来带领我们一步一步的走。
And then with the skillfulness of his hand, he comes and leads us along every step of the way.
你不觉得这是太大的恩典吗？
Francis, don't you realize, can't you see how immense is this grace?
所以宾路易师母杰西彭路易斯他说神为我们每一个人都预备了一条路。
Sister J.C. Penn Lewis says that God has prepared a path for each and every one of us.
我们需要知道然后好好地走在其上。
We need to understand and know this path and walk diligently on this path.
弟兄姊妹，你是不是真知道今天走的路是神给我量定的路？
Brothers and sisters, do you fully understand and comprehend and know that the path that I'm on is what the path God has given me?
我带着感恩，带着认真的心来跟随他的带领。
And with a thankful heart, with a serious and a diligent heart, I am coming to his leading.
所以民数记第十章，我很喜欢那一句话，他说。到了第二年二月二十号，云彩从法柜的帐幕上收上去，以色列人就按站往前行。
Numbers chapter 10 verses 11 through 12, one of my favorite verses. It says, "Now it comes to pass on the 20th day of the second month in the second year that the cloud was taken up from above the tabernacle of the testimony, and the children of Israel set out from the wilderness of Sinai on their journey."
New King James 没有。翻出这个暗战这个味道哈，那 ESV 的 version 跟 RSV 的 version 都说 set out by stages.
And so again, the New King James version did not give the essence, the illustration of what God is doing. ESV says that they were set out by stages.
By stages 好像是在上台阶一样啊，我们很喜欢唱的那首《我最知心的朋友》，对不对？啊，在人生的每一个台阶，人生的每一个小站。主都在旁边扶着我们。
And every stage is like taking one step higher and one step higher. One of the songs that we love is that God, He is my friend that knows me the most. And every step of the way, He's with us.
就不管我们走在哪一段，走在人生的哪一个阶段，我们都愿意在信心里跟随他。
No matter what stage of this life we are in, we pray that we would be able to follow Him by faith.
We are glad that you listened to the program we edited, and we hope you may let your relatives and friends know the web address of Living in Jesus, www.livinginjesus.org, and invite them to listen too. May more people believe in Jesus.